Sergeant Andy Burnson says pot is nothing like it was 20 years ago.
People are taking the plant, the most basic bud form, and trying to get a higher high and an even more higher high and a more concentrated high. Basically, people have come up with a system of making a crack weed through a chemical process that is very destructive and dangerous.
Some of the terms for concentrated forms of marijuana include earwax, butter, and butane hash oil. Butane is used to extract the plant resin, then grain alcohol is added to the mixture and it's cooked until it thickens into a concentrated form that can be smoked. Burnson says that production process has led to explosions. In addition, the concentrated marijuana extract is significantly more potent than the plant form.
You know, years ago, you're dealing with 1-2%, you know, like Woodstock wheat, you know, grass.
Now, Burnson says, the levels of THC in the new concentrated forms are 80-90%. He also expressed concern about how legalization could affect youth. Burnson says drug use among young people already is a problem.
Anytime you make something more readily available, there's just no way you're not going to increase the abuse.
Burnson added that candy, cookies, and other edible items laced with THC could be accidentally ingested by children who definitely shouldn't be exposed to concentrated levels of marijuana. He used a PowerPoint presentation provided by Big Marijuana Big Mistake, a state organization that opposes ballot measure 2, and showed images of colorful marijuana-infused suckers, plus Kif Kat and Klondike candy bars. Burnson says that marijuana at any level of exposure can be harmful. He says it can increase anxiety, lead to panic attacks, and reduce cognitive abilities over the long term, especially among young users whose brains are still developing. Burnson also talked about the Vote Yes on 2 campaign and says it's funded by a national organization.
This is not a grassroots in-state push. You know, this is a national organization that picked Alaska because they saw us as an easy target.
But the state coordinator for the Vote Yes on 2 campaign disagrees.
This initiative is only on the ballot because over 40,000 Alaskans signed a petition to qualify the initiative for the ballot. And so to suggest that this is anything but a homegrown cause that Alaskans support, I just think is an insult to the intelligence of the average voter in this state. And it's ultimately going to be Alaskans and Alaskan voters who decide this issue in November.
That's Taylor Bickford, and he was familiar with the PowerPoint that the Big Marijuana Big Mistake group created. He says regulation of marijuana does make sense for Alaska, in part because the state has the highest levels of use in the country already.
So whether we regulate it or not, it will be available in Alaska from somebody. And currently, marijuana sales are entirely controlled by criminal enterprises operating in the black market.
In response to an argument that a black market for marijuana would continue because illegal pot would be cheaper and available to youth, Bickford says that's a ridiculous notion. He says there aren't thriving black markets for alcohol or tobacco, so
to suggest that taxing and regulating marijuana will do anything but put drug dealers out of business and take this industry out of the hands of criminals is a ridiculous argument to make, and it's not supported by any objective evidence or fact or examples from other jurisdictions in the world that have made this policy change.
Bickford also responded to the argument that marijuana is a dangerous drug that should remain illegal because of the potential health effects. He says marijuana is safer than alcohol, even in its concentrated form.
The prohibitionists in this state are doing what they've always done, and they're trying to scare and confuse Alaskans into thinking that marijuana is more dangerous than it actually is.
In his presentation, Burnson was asked about alcohol abuse and how it compares to marijuana abuse from a law enforcement perspective. Burnson responded that there wasn't much of a difference.
My argument to that would be, well, let's leave bad enough alone and let's not add to our problems.
Marijuana already is kind of legal in the state. The laws are complicated, but essentially adults can have up to 4 ounces in their own home. But it's still illegal to buy or sell marijuana. Alaskans still have a few months left to think about the issue. The initiative will be on the November 4th general election ballot. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.